Pope Benedict also spoke about the current financial crisis. He said bolstering the economy demands rebuilding confidence, and this can only be reached by implementing ethics based on the innate dignity of the human person. He said the fate of the planet depends on this, especially the younger generation, which is inheriting a severely compromised economic system and social fabric. The ambassador from Canada to the Holy See, Anne Leahy, says Pope Benedict is bringing moral weight to the issue.
Some of the themes that the Pope raised today are, in fact, a continuum on his message throughout the fall and the year-end and Christmas speeches he has been making. And regarding the economic crisis that really touches all of us and hurts in particular the more vulnerable, he talks about the ethics of the international financial system and the need for ethics in terms of political governance also. And if you look at how some world leaders have been talking about the crisis and their meetings, whether it's in a G20 context or whether it's at conferences called specially to discuss the crisis, you'll find that there's a bit of a meeting of minds here. So the Pope represents really about 17% of the world population. So he has a position of moral leadership. And when he expresses his views, they are of importance. And world leaders, I think, do pay attention. And it's interesting to me in this case to see that the certain convergence that exists between the efforts right now ongoing and to find a right way out of this crisis, but in particular to lay the foundation for a system that will avoid this type of crisis.